Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
A backyard again. And if you don't know where my yard is in, it's in my backyard. That's where my yard is in.
Oh, Tiggy, get a real pick of this as I head to the thick of it. Is I'm hopping over this picket fence.
I got a tattoo, it was a stick and poke. And yes, this is not a joke. And you want it again, then we're gonna have to go into the thick of it. We're going into the thick of it. Backyard again's our animals, like a lion and a tiny wolf. Covered lamb is a lamb one. A lamb backyard again would be fun.
Oh, what you say, I will go, but I think that one is a hippo. And that's all I know, so I'll stop before I get flown up.
Oh, what would make me really laugh if one of the backyard agains was a giraffe? And you know, I'd like to say it, but I'll say it again. If one of the backyard agains was a penguin,
one of them might not be a
penguin.
One of them might not be
penguin.
One of them might not be
penguin. We're not sure if it is, but they are my friend. We're going
into the thick of it, into the thick of it, into the thick of it, into the thick of it.
Dana, that like pounding at the end section was very like we were about to start a Fleetwood Mac song.
Don't.
Can still hear you saying we're going into the thick of it. Hey, welcome to Off Book.
Hey, welcome to Off Book Musical Podcast.
This one's a wow. Before we even get into that,
we got guys, Dana
back. Dana's back.
I'm back.
You're back into the thick of it. Okay.
I'm still holding it. You're in the thick of it again. We got Scott Passarella. Can you pianist of kings? Sorry for those of you on video. We have one camera and we don't know where our camera mounts are, but we do have some camera, but it does mean that you're getting all of the glory of Scott's right hand. If you've ever been curious if Scott actually plays the piano, he does, and you can watch. And then we also go
right course, hand cam.
Right hand cam. We got right hand cam. For those of you freaks out there who love right hands. And we got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord. Drums.
We got a cozy little fan band. Can you hear the rain? Can you hear the rain?
I can't hear the rain.
Everyone put your mics to the rain.
Okay, everyone go.
Can you hear the rain? Rain, rain, rain. Guess what?
Through
LA
my
has
window.
Rain. Oh, very good.
We're back in not Brett's studio, because that's under construction, but we're back in Brett and Dana's beautiful home.
Beautiful home.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience on the release of this episode. We're still busy.
and people are moving into new houses.
Everything's crazy.
And
Jess is jet setting.
I've been on so many planes.
You've been on a lot of planes.
Ooh. Can you hear it in my snarfle?
You've been on some planes.
Mostly the snarfle is courtesy of a very cute 3-year-old nephew.
Worth it.
Can't, what are you going to do?
If a kid is sick, you're going to get sick.
And what are you going to do? Not let him give you kisses?
Not cuddle the kid?
Come on.
Yeah.
So we're happy to finally be all back together for a fan band.
So happy. Mm-hmm. We're really like, this really does feel like we're gathered around the hearth.
Yes.
Sometimes when
this
you're
is not a hearth, but...
No, but it has hearth vibes.
Hearth
sometimes
vibes.
When people are in a circle, that feels like, oh, no, we're here to make a decision. That's not this vibe.
This is
not a decision.
It's the hearth.
No. This is a hang circle.
There's something about rain that still makes me very grateful for just being inside.
Yeah.
That we have an inside to go to.
It's so beautiful.
Nice.
Yes. That's really nice, Brett. Say that.
It's so great to have inside. But it is honestly extremely cozy in here, and it's so nice to be here.
I mean, I feel
you're
like we're
asleep.
On a little retreat. Look at that right hand moving. He wants something.
Oh, there he goes.
I can't help it.
Here he goes. Ooh.
Drip drop on the window. The rain is outside and we are inside. Out of the rain.
Drip drop down the roof now, but it's outside my window pane. Outside my walls, outside my doors, 'cause I am inside from the rain.
Outside is the trees, outside is the sun, outside is the wind, and everyone right now is inside.
Inside is the floors, inside is my stove, inside is the couch, inside is my rugs.
I'm in an inside state of mind, and I'm inside. I'm in an inside state of mind, and I'm inside.
Me out.
I don't know what the heck.
sweet state of mind, and I'm inside. I'm in an inside state of mind, and I'm inside.
Why don't you come out?
Todd, shut your stupid mouth.
Why don't you come out?
Todd, you are clearly sick from being outside.
No way, I just love being wet.
Covered.
I love splooshing into puddles. I love when I sploosh, sploosh. I love when it rains.
Hey, he's in an outside state of mind. It's on. It's
time.
Come outside.
Todd, you
come in, Todd.
Oh.
Let me get you some tea or something.
Thank you, Todd.
Dana, you made Cajon Rain.
I made Cajon Rain.
Beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
I love that we've had
I thought there was a leak.
Cajon Rain. We've had Rain. Acoustic guitar DJ scratching.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Did you pick that up?
I
we're
did.
We're really inventive as a bunch.
We're really, that was the best song we've ever done.
That was the best song.
We should quit now. I hate it when it happens.
Yeah. I hate it when it happens so early in an episode, too.
Okay. So I don't know if y'all remember, but the last time we did a fan band episode, it was right after doing another episode, I think with maybe Tony. It
Tony,
was
Lucy
Oball, and it completely melted our brains.
Yes.
So when we got to this section of like banter, yeah, he's brilliant. We love Tony. This was the part where it was like, I was just like inside my head with absolutely nothing to say. So over the course of like the weeks after that, if I was like, this is a fun thing to talk about on fan band, I would write it on my phone, which of course is now the phone that is the camera.
Sure.
That is filming this episode. And I remember one and only one thing that I wrote down, and in retrospect, not that good. But here is the sentence, I believe verbatim, that is on my phone.
Hell yeah.
Every once in a while, I remember that the show Once Upon a Time exists, and I've seen like 4 or 5 seasons of it.
Yes, you're talking about the ABC drama Once Upon a Time that took place in like fairy tale Disney canon.
And it was evolving while things were coming out. So like, I think the moment I jumped off was like, it starts with like the classics, Snow White, Wicked Witch, who is like misunderstood, but also evil. And then like
this is your big thing. The Wicked Witch.
Not the Wicked Witch. Sorry. The evil. What is the villain of? She's just a witch.
I think she's called the evil witch.
Yeah.
In Snow White?
Which is reductive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She doesn't have scenes. Not necessarily.
No, some people are just evil.
They're good witches and bad.
Oh, yeah. Reductive, not redundant.
Yes, reductive.
Yes. Sorry. No, my bad.
That's okay. but the place where I ended was when the season arc ended. It was maybe the Peter Pan arc, which was insane, by the way. They like left the village and like went to Neverland. It had very like Lost vibes.
Oh, cool.
God, that's amazing.
Actually, it was good TV. What can I say? The guy is playing both Peter, like the guy playing Captain Hook, who he's in it from the beginning. One of the most, I think, attractive men I've ever seen.
Ooh, speak on that.
Yeah. And I think it's just that like for me, the pirate vibe is like very, I'm like, oh, this is like a cool way to look.
I mean, you have to work really hard to be an ugly Captain Hook. Like you are done up to the nines.
But you think of like Disney's Captain Hook is like that mustache guy.
I'm not this like Dustin Hoffman. What a hottie. Who's my ultimate Captain Hook.
You're not Christopher Walken. What a fucking stone cold babe.
Colin O'Donoghue.
Version of Dustin Hoffman.
That sounds like a bit of me.
That's a hot man's name.
Yeah,
right?
That's gonna be some like Irish hunk. Yeah, give me like a piece of that Irish hunk.
Irish hunk.
Honk.
And like, now add in like swashbuckling in one of his hands is a
hunk. Oh yeah. Oh my god.
Like a misunderstood villain.
Erotic.
I'd let him swash my buckles.
Look, the most important part of being a. How?
for days at a time. Months, years, even not seeing land and looking so fine. If you're a pirate, you have to steal gold. Give it all that you've got. You have to be daring, you have to be brave, but mostly you have to be high. Swash up on the deck of a ship. Some people swash long, some people swash strong. When the buckles come off and the pantaloons ripped.
Yes, I want to see, can you make me white knuckle? After you swash off all of my buckles and undo my ties. Oh, so many ties, can you untie all of my ties?
Yes, there are so many ties, so many ties. Also buttons and buckles and so many ties, so many ties, so many ties and buttons and buckles. Oh, true measure of your good, good treasure is how hot you swash. Some use a rapier, some use a scissor. A short sword for some, a dagger for others. It doesn't matter who you are.
When I see your hull and the flag waving the skull, I know we're about to bone.
The truth. The English swash.
And the German swash.
Squash.
And the
Irish squash.
And the Greeks swash.
Hey, the Jews squash.
Oh, hot
Well, that's the sexiest fucking song we've ever done.
Yeah, it's the sexiest song we've ever done.
Sexiest song we've ever done.
Skull and Cross.
I loved Bones. I could have set up a better rhyme, but I was just like, nope. And then we bone. Yeah. Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones.
It needed nothing more.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I was going to say, could be Get Some Skull, but that's the most like aggressive.
Get Some Skull is aggressive.
I hate that. Bro. Yeah. It sounded bad in my head, so I censored it out then.
It's okay, buddy. It's all right.
But I do want to share.
I wish
you
didn't, and then the whole song stopped. And we all confronted
you.
You'd
be like, hey, Zach.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what? It's not this pod, bud.
Hey, buddy, we don't talk that way.
What the fuck was that?
We don't talk that way about good, consensual oral pleasure. We don't ever refer to it as getting skull.
It's never. That's too aggressive.
That's too aggressive. Yeah.
I guess if that's your thing, that's okay. But like,
we don't talk about it.
You should come in it with the expedition that it's not what we're gonna
talk about.
Hey, dudes out there, here's a tip. Don't say that. At least not at first. You gotta test the words.
Unless you're like 13 and you're just really testing out words.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Can I say the end of what I was actually thinking of earlier?
Yes.
So that season of Once Upon a Time ends with Elsa from... Sorry.
Oh, from Frozen.
What's her name?
It's
not
Frozen,
not
right?
Elsa.
Anna?
No. Wait, which one's
Elsa?
Yeah. Okay, I was right. With Elsa from Frozen showing up as like the villain for the next season. At that point, I was like... I think I'm out, actually. Yeah. I think.
Wow. And also, that is a show designed for adults, which I think, yeah. When you go to Elsa, which is like, the joy of watching like Cinderella is you're like, I watched this as a kid and now let me understand another angle as an adult.
Yes.
Elsa, I've only known as an adult.
When Elsa shows up, I'm like, is this Frozen?
Right.
Like, it would be as if like this season ended with, and actually this is a better idea. So, and they may have done this since now with like a little girl on a raft showing up and it being like, oh, Moana's here now.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Like Moana arc.
Oh.
Is that show still going?
Once Upon a Time?
Certainly not, right?
No.
But how many seasons did it get? I can't look it up.
A lot.
It doesn't matter.
Five, maybe? Five or six.
It's like, God bless anyone who worked on a show that got five seasons.
Hold, please. We're seeing how many seasons.
Oh, I thought you were doing...
Hold, please.
Where we are now
seven.
Holding...
Whoa.
Seven seasons.
Babies. Wow.
Can you do me a favor and go to the seventh season?
Uh-huh.
And see if there's any like really deep cut Disney characters who show up
in
that
one. I'm going to the Wikipedia. Hold on.
The Wikipedia?
The Wicked, Wicked Pedia.
Yeah.
True.
Okay, hold on. Wow, I can't believe this show did... Oh, hold on, okay.
I also feel like this was one of those shows where maybe they had like two seasons a year because they were shorter. So maybe time in our years was a little...
Could be. You know? I remember them being, and maybe it just felt this way, long seasons.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
But I remember that too, but that was being watched in my house while Descendants was also being played, which is the one about the Disney...
Oh, and those two would very much merge in your brain.
They are just in my head.
It's possible that you're right, Jess. I don't know how many episodes are in a season. I just remember that I think I must have been starting it late, and I was like, the road of this show stretches on for forever.
Yeah.
Like.
Okay, I'm going to the... ends, which feels maybe like spoiler. Okay, yeah. So we got...
Sorry, if you're currently
spoiler
watching...
Warning. Spoiler, okay, so just
spoiler watching
ahead.
For ABC's Once Upon a Time.
So this has like... So, I mean, I think like this is a good example because everyone came back for this episode.
Okay.
Great.
So we got Snow White.
Yeah,
we got...
She said it from the beginning.
Emma Swan, Prince Charming, Belle...
Emma Swan is, I believe, the child of Snow White and Prince Charming because the first arc is all about, like, she doesn't know who her parents are and she's finding out that they're, like, storybook people. She's like a thief, I think.
Okay, we have Belle, assuming, like, Disney Belle.
Oh, it's Belle.
Zelina? I don't know who that is.
Oh, it's Zelina.
Okay, Zelina. Sir Henry, Geppetto, Grumpy, Ruby, Granny, Smee, Robin Hood, Alice, I'm assuming, like, Alice in Wonderland, Robin... Archie, Hopper, Blue Fairy, Doc, Sleepy, Pinocchio, Sneezy, and then some... These are all just guests. Okay, it says, in this episode, Rumpelstiltskin...
Sure.
Rumpelstiltskin is a huge part of this show. I forgot how big... Like, by the way, think of favorite Disney movies. Remember the one about Rumpelstiltskin?
No.
No, you don't. Because he's not, I don't think, there. He is a huge part. He's like a major villain for multiple
hours. I always liked Rumpelstiltskin.
This is inside the snow globe prison. Henry is...
A perfect sentence.
Yep.
Henry is reunited with Ella and Lucy. Weaver explains to Hook that the wish... Realm Rumpelstiltskin Silkskin has stripped him of his powers and immortality, and that his wish realm counterpart had used them to amplify his own powers. And then there's like,
honestly,
other shit.
We laugh at this, but this is exactly what's happening in the MCU right now.
Yeah. I mean, like, literally, yeah. And then there's like, Hook is involved, Robin is involved, Belle's involved.
I keep getting Disney ads on my phone for something called Disney Mirrorverse, where like, Belle goes through like a portal, and all of a sudden, instead of like Belle who loves books, she's Belle who like shoots lasers and has like whatever. And it does seem like that in the final seasons of Once Upon a Time, they've been like, They've mirror-versed Wish Realm.
Is that a guess?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm like skipped ahead and it says, sometime later, all the realms are united and now part of Storybrooke, hidden away from the rest of the world as Zelina and Henry drive Regina to the palace for a surprise.
Regina is the evil queen, by the
way. Yes, Zelina reveals that this Zorro...
What the
Zorro?
Fuck? My boy Zorro,
Zelina
sir?
Reveals that Zorro is the father of Lily, Maleficent's daughter. Snow and David surprise Regina with the announcement that people have voted to elect Regina the leader of the newly reunited. There's like fucking
That's a great redemption arc because Regina is hated by the town early
And then
on.
You have Snow then crowns Regina with the new title of the Good Queen. And then she gives a speech about second chances.
We love that.
And blah, blah, blah. And then basically like, you know, there's some cheers and stuff, and there's a leaving Storybrooke sign, and then that's the end of the show. Basically.
I think my next podcast is just going to be a Once Upon a Time.
This
podcast.
Is
I think you should do that.
That's
I really support you.
Okay, I might do that.
A Once Upon a Time rewatch.
A Once Upon a Time rewatch.
I think it's good.
Rewatch first watch. You're all welcome to come on. But Jessica, you are right about like. This is a seventh season problem, right? Like,
right.
And it is the problem that the MCU is having right now. Star Trek has had it many times. Anytime something is going on for like really, really long, you've run out of things to do. And so it just gets fucking crazy.
Anything, Scott, I just have an idea.
Shoot, Justice has an idea.
Hey girl, thanks for coming over. Sorry I sent you that text. We need to talk. I know that's super suspect. But listen girl, I've loved you through all these seven seasons. But I gotta bring you in for a true bummer reason. I'm gonna quit while we're ahead. I think we're out of story. And it filled my heart with dread. But I'd rather break your heart than jump the shark.
Us into outer space or deep under the sea, but is that what you signed up for when you got with me?
Girl, you mean so much to me.
And if this was a book, then we'd know the end, and it would wrap up so nice, you see. But this is turning into a situation where there's 8 movies out of only 3.
Especially not in just 2 episodes.
Can you imagine Daenerys season 3? She'd never act like this.
And that's what I want to do.
Oh, when you're saying Daenerys would do this because it went too long.
No, I'm saying like, yeah, wouldn't that be a shame?
Early Daenerys, better Daenerys, yeah.
Or think about that Fleabag run. Perfect one.
If you're curious about this saying, it happened in a Happy Days arc. Happy Days goes on for so long, Fonzie literally gets on a jet ski and jumps over a shark. I break your heart before I jump.
Drag this out. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're back.
Did you even think that we were not back? We are back. This is that because we are back. We will talk, and I am Zach. That is Zach. That is Jess. We are here and the best. We are back. Back is now. Here we go. Here is loud.
Back.
And we're back and we'll never stop being back. Back is where we are. And we're here in the studio. We won't even get in our cars. We're gonna stay here for a while. Brett plays on guitar. Academy Award nominee for the film called Tar. And we're back. Oh, you thought the song was over, but it's not, because now the song is back. The song didn't stop, but you thought that it did. That was just, it was a lie. We'll be doing this song to the day each one of us dies.
And outside you can see that the clouds are in the sky. And I like to go to the store that is Best Buy.
Best Buy, yeah. Geek Squad fixes my computer. Better mass of my parents hired me a tutor. Trying to get married, a little time, I need a suitor.
I loved when, like, hip-hop songs of the late 90s and early 2000s, especially very pop ones, had to have, like, a girl just, always, just yeah. like, coming. I mean, back, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, seriously, Dana, that thing that you were doing just now was, like, perfect.
Yeah.
like, that voice sample has been used in a million songs.
I had to do it. It literally just like,
I'm a Barbie girl.
I like that. I like that she's beatboxing a little too.
Oh, look, the song is back. It's dubstep now. Okay. That voice is so specifically like both Fergie and whoever did Barbie Girl. What's that? Aqua.
Aqua.
Yeah.
I'm a Barbie girl. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's in like so many things. Also, we were speaking of like weird background, strange voice effects. The Aaliyah song that's like where I called it like the baby song, and you're like, I never heard there was a baby in it. We were, it was on the radio, and I was like, oh, the baby. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I had never heard that in my life. That layer.
Artist?
Oh, it's all baby to me.
It's all baby.
Really?
Yeah. It's like,
maybe your ears are tuned to a baby.
What song is this? Sorry. Hold on.
She'll get it.
It's worth it. But literally, like, my...
You're going to put it into the microphone and get this whole episode pulled from Spotify?
Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Well, I know that one.
That's different. There's no baby in that.
The baby?
Yeah.
Aaliyah also wasn't on streaming for a really long time, right?
Oh, I didn't even
I feel like
that
was a big deal.
Because
like,
of baby copyright.
Because of a way sadder reason.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know she's passed away tragically?
I'm not up on all. I don't know. I know basically nothing about it.
That was in probably like 2000. Right?
Yeah.
2001.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think there was like a like her estate. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Which is a good reason. Musicians should protect their stuff, but sad that she's no longer with us.
I just, yes.
Oh, it is that. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's still not there.
Oh, well, it's just, hold on.
Yeah.
Timberland.
Here we go. Can y'all really feel me, baby girl? East Coast.
Coming. It's coming, Nori.
Can you feel us dirty south? Dirty.
Really, I might have to skip to the chorus.
Yeah.
I am worried that this is going to get this episode pulled from all.
Wait. Hold on.
Tell me you love somebody. There you go.
Oh. You're responsible. Yeah, that's 100% of the goal.
Yeah, now that's all I can hear.
Sometimes I'm goody, sometimes I'm naughty, naughty. Say yes or say no. Tell me you love somebody. Tell me you love somebody.
It is funny to me when artists put babies in songs to be like, this is the youngest recording. Like, Jay-Z did it, I think, right?
With Yes.
But, and Taylor Swift
Stevie
did it
Wonder,
too.
Stevie Wonder.
Well,
did it way long ago.
It's like Blake Lively.
Yeah, Isn't She Lovely?
Okay, Isn't She Lovely is so funny to me because, like, Isn't She Lovely is a song that ostensibly could be sung, like, romantically, but can't be because the song opens with, like, a literal crying child as if they're saying, like, hey, this song is not about that.
Yes.
This song is about a kid.
It's about the daughter being born. And I love, like, that the lyric. Made From Love is like so
isn't
like
she lovely made from love.
Is it like less than 2 minutes old? Is that the word?
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Less than 1 minute old. And I never thought that love would be making one as lovely as she. But isn't she lovely made from love?
It just feels like one of those songs that like you could see it.
Oh my gosh, I love that quiet confidence so much where like Zach starts talking and Brett's like, no, I'm gonna do it.
Do it. One more time.
Do it.
Yeah! He did it again!
He's so good at guitar! That was amazing.
You had to get to it.
You had it's to such get a good to it. Part. I really, that's amazing. That was great, Brett.
Thank you.
We can do many more seconds when we are singing it ourselves, right? It's like only the whole track that's like 15 seconds or less.
If we're singing it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always parody when you guys sing it.
Because we're goofballs.
That's the rudest thing. That's the rudest thing that Brett's ever said.
We're goofballs. We're fucking twisted.
We're twisted up here. Everything we say is parody. We haven't said a single sincere thing in our freaking lives.
I meant right parody.
Big red nose.
It's parody.
It's on the same level as parody.
We can say that we were reviewing the Aaliyah song and being like, oh, the baby in this.
I'm pretty sure you're allowed to play 15 seconds.
I think you can play
some. It's fine. It's also like
it's nebulous.
What are rules even?
I like the idea that we're finally calling in the like let's figure it out once and for all. Stevie Wonder, let's review.
Let's break it down.
Yeah, we're, overhyped or worth it?
So I auditioned for only one a cappella group when I got to college because I just went for the top. I was like, I'm only going to audition.
It's this one or it's nothing.
Yes.
I think that's actually the right mindset for acapella. You do not want to be in a sub-tier acapella group.
In retrospect, there were two tops, so I should have auditioned for the two tops, but I only auditioned for one top, and I got called back, which was very exciting, but then I didn't make it. But it was truly two of the people in my callback group are like working recording artists. Was like people were so freaking good.
Yeah.
And my friend Morgan, who you can follow him on all platforms. He has incredible music. He spells replace the A with an X.
Wait, yes. There's a song of his on one of my playlists that you sent to me a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
He's great.
He has a great duet with Sarah Bareilles.
She has such a good voice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He writes her. Like incredible music. Anyway, shout out Morgan. Morgxn. I think it's to help it be searchable, but then
the X is in there somewhere.
I actually have not heard him say like his artist name out loud.
Uh-huh.
His name is Morgan Carr, and then he goes by Morgxn. I don't know. He's great. His music's amazing. But I used to do an impression of him because his callback song was "Isn't She Lovely," and he has like an insane tenor. Like he's like. All the way up there. And I remember one time he was like, wouldn't it be... Because people would be like, oh, you do the Morgan Carr, whatever. And it was like, isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Because he was also a little in his musical theater moment. Mm-hmm. Isn't she precious? Less than 1 minute old. And I never thought of love. Anyway, I used to do this impression for our friends.
I can't believe you sound like this when you're sick.
Jess is
mind blowing.
Love could be thinking what is least. She isn't she lovely, made from love. That was where I really got into it. And he's amazing. But he was like, wouldn't it be cool if we both got famous and you got to do the impression of me on Mad TV?
He is picturing a trajectory where he gets a famous.
Famous singer.
You
and
become
I'm
a famous comedian, and you
and
do the impression.
And I do him on Mad TV.
Honestly, that would be cool.
This was like a freshman week moment. We bonded over like being in Purple Haze callbacks together, and I was like, you know, you have this incredible voice. I actually can hear it's in my ear, and he was like, oh my gosh, and then I was like, oh no worries, I didn't make it. I actually made the improv team instead. I think that's more my path.
I was gonna ask, had you even made the hard pivot to comedy?
This was
yet?
Like all happening in this week, where it was like you didn't make Purple Haze, but you did. make the long form team. What's long form?
It's so funny that you and I both have basically the exact same moment of like, I auditioned for musical theater two. So UCI has like four levels of musical theater, one, two, three, four, five.
Two.
You can come in at musical theater level two if you like know literally anything. And keep in mind, I'm coming from like a junior high and a high school where I have been like a big fish in a small pond. So I'm like, I think I'm getting into musical theater two. And I don't. I get into musical theater one. Don't worry, y'all. I eventually get all the way to four. Don't even freaking worry.
Don't worry about it.
But like at that moment, I was like, oh, snap. And I got on an improv team also my first week of college. And I was like, actually, it might be this.
One of the, exactly.
It is weird to think back on, okay, I don't know if I probably said this when she was on, but Leland Bowden, a guest of the podcast, was one of the coaches that put me on, like, this was a student-run improv team, and she was one of the people that put me on that improv team, and is one of the, like, three people that did it, and so I can directly point to, like, that decision that she made and be like, you have irrevocably altered the course of my life, Leland, for a way that I am, like, forever grateful. So Leland, shout out, I love you.
Shout out.
Also shout out Jeff Newman and Ryan Hoskins.
Who are
the other two coaches.
Shout out Purple Haze for not casting me. Good job. all the people who made it are way better than me. truly.
It also is such a thing of like, I don't know. This is somewhat of a non sequitur, but like, this is gonna sound so like stupid. Singing is fun, and more people should have an opportunity to do it more of the time.
Yes,
we are not we are not like a culture that has like, and you know, we'll all get together and sing all the time. Like we have karaoke, and the national anthem, church, birthdays, and like that's it. So like
we should sing more.
We should sing more, and I don't know like what the venue is, because obviously not all the time. I've been around those musical theater kids. That's not the vibe that we want.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen, like, choir. Like, I say choir. Like, chill-ass like, choirs. Like footage on TikTok of people that are like, we just like to sing.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, someone who, like, kind of, like, music directs, but it's, like, the stakes are low, and it's just for, like, fun, nice singing times, which I, like, because I feel like there is pressure or something about, like, needing to audition and needing to like be a certain caliber. But it's like, if you're like, can hold a tune and you like to sing with a group, then there should be more opportunities to like sing along.
And weirdly, I feel like TikTok has a lot of that, of people that are just like,
duet with me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And some of it's like people like trying to become a thing or whatever. But I think that's the way that like I, as a person that has like a creative career, look at TikTok. And I have to imagine a bunch of people are just like, I just want to sing and make this.
Yeah.
It's it's like the Instagram for the generations below us is not a thing that you like try to get known on. It's like just your 12 friends follow you, and it's a place where you like post stuff for that.
Yeah. I just like the like intramural club of it.
Yes.
Like I'm just like, who wants to come like sing a bunch of fun songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, like, I don't know.
Hey, if you like to sing, make a singing club with your friends. It'll be fun.
Yeah, you're gonna like it, and you're gonna sing.
But this also reminds. This makes me think of the time that you and I briefly got together with Briga and John Michael Higgins to sing "Barbershop" for fun.
So fun, awesome. So hard.
Which was so hard. And John Michael Higgins, who is like an incredible arranger and so talented, and has like a great ear for this.
Briga, by the way, shout out, coming to Broadway.
Yeah, Briga gonna be on Broadway
in the lead of the Britney Spears musical.
Incredible.
Yes.
So, but he was like, "Oh, Briga is more of a traditional soprano than you, so you'll have to sing like the two part. You'll have to sing the out." I mean, they're all originally written for men, so it's like a tenor one or whatever. And I was like, oh, I'm so bad at holding complicated harmony lines. Talk about, he was the opposite of a J.K. Simmons, but it would be like, we were talking about Whiplash in the break. but he was like, okay, yeah, Jess, you're actually like, and I never want to see you again. And I'd be like, uh-huh. And then Briga would sing this something next to me, and I'd be like, and I never want to see you. Like, I could not hold it. And when I think I've maybe told this story on the pod before, but when I was in company in college, I was April, the flight attendant girlfriend, and she's supposed to be the middle part of Drive a Person Crazy, and we had to switch it because I just couldn't hold it. Ugh. I would just go up or down. I couldn't hold the like middle. Mm. So I was like, I'm sorry, you have to switch me.
I do think that for you specific, like because I've written many things with you. You hold harmony fine. But that was a scenario in which it was like, here, you're learning it. You've heard it once. Okay, go.
Yeah.
Also, two people are singing different things right next to you.
Yeah,
and also this third person is also singing a different thing. So I guess three people are singing different things right next
to you. It was really hard for me. I mean, you've made me get a lot stronger at holding harmonies, but...
I did make you, just like Whiplash.
Yeah,
you
oh, gosh, I wish you guys had seen it. Not my tempo. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, not my tempo. You guys see it. But
we're talking about how Brett and I have not seen Whiplash, and now we never will.
I'm feeling smug
right
now.
Feeling smug. But yeah, sing for fun. It's fun. I really love singing for fun.
Sing in your car. Pretend you're performing in your car. Pretend you're in a music video in your car, like me.
And just like in general, like find, because I remember when. When we first came out, as if you and I came to Los Angeles together, but I think we've talked about a similar trajectory.
We birthed from the same dragon egg.
The same big egg. Two dragons came out and they were like, these dragons are not scary. We have to put them somewhere else. It's like our careers got like so comedy focused and music like totally fell away. So when Off Book happened, it was like, here's like
music
here's
again.
Air that I forgot I hadn't been breathing.
Yeah.
And I think that everyone probably has some version of that, that is like their career just takes them in a different way from something that like really brings them joy. And what I would say to you is
go chase it, make it, do it.
Harder, better.
Oh, here's a little advice, here's a thing. You don't have to wait, have to wait to sing. If you wanna have your notes go higher, you can just form your own little choir. You don't have to wait to say, I wanna sing ole, ole.
Ole, ole, if you wanna sing ole, ole. If you wanna chase a whole bunch of bulls, wait until the line is full. Wait behind other people to chase bulls, even though normally the bulls chase you. That's not your thing, you wanna chase some bulls. You don't have to be following the rules. Get a bull and chase it through the streets. If that's what brings you joy and glee, then you can say ole.
Trumpet. If you want to play a big trombone, or if you want to sit at home alone.
If you want to make a hat made of glass, if you want to paint just your ass, just your own butt in a big paint form, you can make that the artistic norm.
If you want to trim a tiny tree, trim a little tree and give it to me.
If you want to make me a bonsai tree, I'd like you to make me a bonsai tree.
Then you can say, ole.
If you wanna get into a fight with a bear,
if you wanna make me a brand new toy that's actually just a retro Game Boy,
if you wanna make shoes out of sticks, if you wanna make a big house of bricks,
if you wanna hike but only hills, if you wanna smash up all my pills,
if you wanna make an omelet with no celery and take my pills and smash them up real good, if you wanna take a medication I have and put it in a big plastic bag and then get a hammer and smash it. That's my medication, man, what the fuck?
If you wanna do it, don't let me bust. If you wanna turn my pills to dust.
Ole, ole, ole.
Ole, ole.
The pills that I take every day.
Ole, ole.
I guess what we're saying is if it gives you thrills, don't hesitate to smash all my pills. Do I need them? Definitively yes. But if you want to smash them, be my guest.
Be my guest.
You want to smash them?
Be my guest. You want to smash them? Be my guest. You want to smash them?
Be my guest.
hills with pills, and suddenly we're talking about...
And I do half of a different rhyme, and then I think, oh, no, 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 wait.
Oh my God, sorry. I also couldn't get out of, if I were loving wild and free, I want as you be my sweet honey bee.
I mean, that's the, I was literally humming it as Brett was starting the... I intercepted it into your head as we were starting. But also, so great. Ole.
Ole, ole, ole.
Here, here's my thing that I like to do for fun. I like to come into your house and smash all
smash all your pills.
It's great into also dust. What happens when the tempo is a little... like too fast.
You can't. That's when those rhymes happen.
Yeah.
If I want to hike, but only heels. If I want to smash up all my pills.
Smashing your own pills and smashing someone else's pills is different.
Two different things.
I'll put these to go on fish down the record and say, don't smash other people's pills.
Don't smash other people's pills unless they ask you because they have a hard time taking pills and they want to smush it into water.
And don't smash your own. You should always step down from medication even when you're trying to get off of it. Cold turkey is dangerous.
Tighter.
Y'all.
Tighter. Isn't that the word? Teeter? Tighter.
I don't know.
Teeter, tighter, pumpkin eater?
Teeter, tighter, pumpkin eater.
Eater, thank you.
You're supposed to teeter, tighter, your pills.
I have...
That's what I've learned.
New to me, yeah.
If you're taking medication for...
Remembering to take pills.
Depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
If you need to go off of those pills, you're supposed to, like, you can't just go cold turkey. You're supposed to... do smaller and smaller doses to taper. But I think they do say like taper.
Well, when
the
you're tapering pills have an I, so it's taper.
It is. I swear to God, this is a real word.
I believe you. I just have never heard it before.
Titering, teetering. I don't know. Whatever.
It is.
I don't know. Whatever.
Titrate is something you do in a lab.
I'm looking it up. That's true.
Tithe.
Tritone.
Tithe is something you do in church.
Tritone is a musical.
The devil's. Right?
Is it devil's no? turn? Is it, well, I don't know.
Is
what
it devil's
it
chord?
It should
the
be the devil's
chord. Yeah.
Play the devil's chord, Scott?
Centuries.
Oh no, we played it three times. Now Satan's here.
Oh shoot. Get out of here, Satan.
Get thee behind me.
I have no use for you.
I love the idea that one chord for centuries, people are just like, that's Satan.
One chord.
Don't play
Satan.
That.
Satan.
One chord to Beelzebub. Satan.
One chord to bring summon him.
Hey, Brett, you know Rhett?
Brett, you know that? You know Rhett?
This is where I just enjoy the rain.
Brett, look enjoy out the rain.
All right, we're going to do a double feature of
Whiplash and Rent.
It sounded like Chasing Cars.
Yeah.
Coldplay. Bum, bum, bum.
Snow Patrol.
Bum, bum, bum.
Green Day.
Snow Patrol.
Oh, right. Sorry.
It's a Green Day song. Oh, yeah.
Summer has
come again. Wake me up.
Don't skip. He's going through the chorus.
When September ends.
Keep doing that. Call the devil with your notes. Satan comes out of your throat. Wake me up when the devil's here. It's also
just a note and another note, but you put them in and he is smote. Wake me up when the devil's here.
Then no one knows what happens
as I ride beside him, coming up in flames,
cast out of heaven for eternal shame. The devil's back. Hi, it's me. My name's Zach. Please wake me up
when the devil's here.
This is also like, here's a toast to all those who know me all too well. It's almost that E6 song.
But it's definitely also, keep going. I do it all. Everything for Satan.
If I go six. If I go 6-6, if I 6-6-6, will Satan then show up?
Is it Beetlejuice? Is it Beetlejuice rules? Or is he just here because I've been from the apple? And if there's an Eve,
is it Eve six?
And if I Eve six,
then Beelzebub.
Here's to the nights we felt alive. Tears we knew we cry. Here's to goodbye. The truth, it never tasted good.
Isn't she lovely?
Isn't she
Satan, I don't know what will.
What'd you say?
I said, if that doesn't summon Satan, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. All songs are one song.
All songs are one song. Yes.
All songs are one song.
And we have time for one song.
We have time for one song, Glory. One song one to leave song, behind.
Glory. One song before we go.
It's Rent.
It's always Rent.
It's always Rent.
Rent.
It's Rent. Everything is Rent.
And everything is Rent.
Brett, would you believe that was also Rent? But you, how about you pick one that's not?
Oh, no.
Doesn't you, have to, you don't have to even pick the song, just like the topic of conversation that we'll get
the
us.
The topic?
To. Yeah. Like what?
Pineapple.
What was Rent for you? It's always food. It's always pineapple. What was the thing for you? Like, because did you, you've always been into music, yeah? Always like known about music in a way that I was always like jealous of. The people in my around me that knew about music. What was the band that like people obsessed over and like knew every word of? At least for you.
Well, I mean, for me, I was always slightly in like alienation from the mainstream. Like
we love because
I was into like Metallica and Guns N' Roses and bands like that. And that some of it was, you know, in and out of popularity, but
Guns N'
people
Roses,
knew Enter Sandman, but didn't know much else. I did Unforgiven for my fifth grade talent show.
Fifth grade. You were so cool, so young.
But I had only been playing guitar for like a couple months, I think.
That's nuts. Good for you.
All right. Give us a little something.
Play it.
Play it. No, play whatever you want, but play it inspired by those peeps.
Yeah, we should do some Guns N' Roses. Guns N' Roses is like...
Give us some Sweet Charlemagne vibes. Go some Sweet Charlemagne.
Yeah, on the acoustic guitar.
He's got it.
That's normal.
He's got it.
Speaking of songs about babies.
Yeah.
Let's see. Not at all.
Up six strings, and then he puts on a crown, because he is the king, and he starts to play, and he already knows, so much cooler than clarinet or trombone,
he's so cool,
so early, oh, so cool,
so early,
he's sitting at lunch, taking food from his sack, he's wearing a shirt that is definitely black, he's naming the lyrics.
Brett is cool. Brett is young.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits. Give it up for Dana Wickens, back on her throne, that is the Cajon, back in their home. Happy to have you back with us. Y'all will have an announcement coming out soon. The release dates of Off Book in the near and probably distant future are going to be a little sporadic. That's just where our lives are right now. We will have a more detailed update for you coming out as a separate announcement soon. Maybe already, I don't know. But in any case, we love you very much. Thank you so much for bearing with us on this as we near 300 episodes.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you're having a good time playing make-believe on the card again,
then you might be going into the thick of it as a backyard again. Woo!
Dana, do the voice again.
Which one?
The girl that's in the back of every song.
Or no.
Yep, that's it.